And you are listening to the Texas Standard. Last week, the Dallas Mavericks beat the Detroit Pistons 122-111, and the San Antonio Spurs beat the Phoenix Suns 121-119. Yeah, I hear you. On the face of it, neither of those games seems hardly newsworthy. But these, in fact, made history. You see, both were away games, in Mexico City, to be precise. The former distinguished itself as the first NBA game with a statistical triple-double on Mexican soil. The latter was the first NBA game decided in overtime in Mexico. Both happened in front of sold-out crowds, more than 20,000 fans. But here's the real news. In the wake of these games, the league announced that the NBA is putting down roots in Mexico City. Los Capitanes will join the NBA starting next season. Yes, there is an asterisk here, but the announcement signals the start of something big nonetheless. Luis Miguel Vasavilbaso is a sports reporter for ESPN Mexico. Luis, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Hi, David. I really appreciate the opportunity, and we still are excited about all the opportunity we had with the NBA, as you just said, about the G League, but also about the performance of Luka Doncic. It was mind-blowing for us.
Hey, let's talk a little bit about Los Capitanes. Now, you mentioned the G League. So the G League, as I understand it, is a sort of a minor league, I suppose you could say, in the National Basketball Association, a development league?
Yeah, exactly. It's a development league. And even though the NBA has an academy down here in Mexico that opened just a couple years ago, it's a pretty big deal for us because it's the first opportunity that we have that an American league pays real attention to Mexican sports.
How are Mexican basketball fans reacting to this news?
Of course, people would love to have the NBA team, but a G League is an amazing opportunity. People will have sellout crowds every single night because Capitanes is based in an area that is very close. You know, it's not so far. The arena, it's like in a point that it's access very easily for the people. And even though it just holds like around 5,000 people, Capitanes, it's a project that has like 3 years. It was raised in 2017. So it's beginning to create a pretty nice fan base.
Something that a lot of basketball fans may not realize, the first NBA game was actually played in Canada. It was a Toronto team that actually hosted the New York Knickerbockers back in the late 40s. That's widely considered the first NBA game. So it's not like you can't have a team from another country be a part of the NBA. How long do you think it'll take before we'll actually see the first mainline NBA team in Mexico?
Well, I would love to say yes, but I don't think that's going to happen.
No? You know,
I think there's a lot of things that wouldn't allow to have an ABA team. And we had to be true. The economy of the country makes it really hard, you know, because even though we have the fifth sellout, a straight sellout in this year, it's not the same to have it, to have just like two games a year and compare it with having three games a week. You know, and that's an important thing. And even though they can, sponsors could help a lot, and there's a lot of interest about this, the economy, I don't see it working with the people, like, because it's expensive tickets, you know, and NBA G League team, it's more or less around the prices that people is used to pay here.
Boy, that's really interesting. Well, fingers crossed. I mean,
yes.
Yeah, we will be watching very eagerly to see how things develop, because it does seem like something big is happening just south of our border. Luis Miguel Vasavilbaso is a sports reporter for ESPN Mexico, and he's based in Mexico City. Luis, thanks so much for taking a few minutes out to talk with us on the Texas Standard. It's been delightful.
I appreciate it, really, David.